Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll feature the men of Motown from the 1980s. We'll hear from five different artists: Stevie Wonder, Bruce Willis, The Commodores, Lionel Richie, and Rockwell. Well, first up, three great songs from Stevie Wonder. Well, Stevie recalled in 1985 that one of the first things you have to learn is that you can't base your life on other people's expectations. At this time in his career, he was getting a lot of pressure from the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy, to record music and albums more frequently. He was quoted as saying that I basically taken the position that all I can do is my best. At the same time, you have to have the responsibility to accept nothing less than the best that you can do. The only real pressures come from business matters, meetings, contracts, and deadlines. But you have to accept that as part of your life. The biggest enemy is the deadline, the need to have your album done at a certain date. The only real deadline you should have is your own excitement. Your heart tells you when you're finished with a record. Well, here is that great number one song, Part-Time Lover, Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories. We'll be right back.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Tell us.
Motown Memory with Stevie Wonder. That song was called That Girl, and that reached number 4 from 1982. And we started with Part-Time Lover, Stevie's number 1 from 1984. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature some of the men of Motown from the 1980s. Well, coming up, a great song by Bruce Willis. Yes, the Bruce Willis, the great actor. The song is called Respect Yourself, and it reached number 5 from 1987. Well, Motown had signed TV stars in the 1960s along the lines of Paul Peterson, Irene Ryan, Granny of the Beverly Hillbillies, if you can believe it, and Soupy Sales. It was not until Bruce Willis, riding high at the time as the star of the hit TV show in the United States called Moonlighting, did any of them have any chart hits. Well, Willis was a fan of classic Motown and had played harmonica in blues bands as a youngster. His fun cover of the Staples Singers' Respect Yourself, backed by the Pointer Sisters, was a great song, and it also reached number 20 in the rhythm and blues charts. Well, here is Bruce, Respect Yourself, right here on Motown Memory.
You don't.
Motown Memories. The home of Motown Memories. From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Featuring Lionel Richie, that song was called Wonderland, and that reached number 25 from 1980, and we started with Bruce Willis's Respect Yourself, number 5 from 87. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature some great men of Motown from the 1980s. Well, coming up, two more artists. The first one up is Lionel Richie, on his own after he left the Commodores. Well, Lionel told a reporter in 1982 how he developed as a ballad writer. He was quoted as saying that if you can imagine a Commodores album session and every guy bringing in 10 songs, well, someone's got to be first and someone's got to be last. Over the years, I made myself the last person to present the songs. Normally, everybody would bring in an up-tempo song, and I'd always say, this album needs one slow song. That's how the slow songs came into play. Well, the song Hello coming up was another ballad in the Lionel Richie tradition of love and positive sentimentality. The song had been written initially for his first solo album called Lionel Richie, but was rejected despite the protests of Lionel's wife, Brenda Richie, and Rita Lee, assistant to producer James Anthony Carmichael. Well, Hello almost didn't make it onto Richie's second album, called Can't Slow Down, but this time, Brenda insisted it be included. And here is a great number one, Hello, right here on Motown Memories.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, cause I wonder. And I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by
watching me. I'm afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touched, but maybe showers remind me of psycho humor. That's why
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me, who's playing tricks on me.
A Motown memory with Rockwell and Somebody's Watching Me that reached number 2 from 1984. Well, Rockwell was born Kennedy William Gordy on March 15, 1964 in Detroit. Well, he was the son of Motown founder and chief executive officer Berry Gordy. Well, to avoid charges of nepotism, Rockwell secured his record deal without his father's knowledge. And in 1984, Rockwell released his only hit single. This song featured childhood friends Michael and Jermaine Jackson on guest vocals in the chorus lyrics. And we start with Hello, Lionel's number one from 1984. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. The first half hour, we featured some women of Motown from the 1980s. And the second half hour, we featured some men of Motown from the 1980s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information on some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.